You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you're here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm excited that you are here today with me. If you are an intuitive lifer, I just made that up and I like it. If you are an intuitive lifer and you keep coming back, you keep growing, listening, expanding, learning to trust your intuition, living every day with intention, thank you for your support. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being your amazing, most authentic self. I appreciate it. The world appreciates it. So today we have September's astrology forecast, and it's an interesting one. I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'm going to allow Hannah to, you know, share what's coming up for us this month. But I do want to remind everybody that on September 25th and 26th, I am hosting a virtual workshop. It is called the Intuitive 5K, and it's going to be focusing on psychic and mediumship development. This is all going to be via Zoom, so it is going to be a long day. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but if you reserve your spot before September 7th, you will get access to my healer's retreat, which will be held on November 13th and 14th for free. The healer's retreat is something that's going to be a really beautiful healing experience for the healers, obviously, hence the name. And I really just wanted to create a safe container for people to just come and not learn and not put themselves out there, just to receive. And I'm really excited to be offering this because I think that it's needed. You know, 2020 and 2021 has been such a complete shit show, and our worlds have been turned upside down. And a lot of us have been the pillars for a lot of things, for our families, for our friends. And it's time for us to receive. It's time for the healers to take a step back and receive the healing that they so freely give out. So I'm really excited to be offering these at a buy one, get one free sale only until September 7th. If you're interested in joining, make sure you head on over to my website at www.ericarusso.co and sign up for the Intuitive 5K before September 7th. And then make sure you email me at hello@ericarusso.co so I can give you the next steps to reserve your spot for free for the healer's retreat on November 13th and 14th. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive in to September's astrology forecast. You know, Hannah does a great job. I'm not going to say anything else. We speak very openly about the September energy. So let's go ahead and dive in. I love you guys. I hope everybody's doing well. Happy virtual. All right. It's September.
It's crazy, oh, man. Goodbye, summer. Crazy.
Yeah. I'm not going to miss you, summer.
Ugh, bring on fall. I'm so over it. It was like 90 degrees here yesterday. I'm done. I'm done.
No, yeah. I was done. And we spoke briefly about this prior. How was your portal, the Lionsgate portal for you?
It was wild. I was so, I was so exhausted. I just felt so zapped by all of the energy coming in. And I just feel like I was doing a lot of physical integration and I wasn't sleeping well. And it was just like a fever dream, man. It was really intense. And I believe on that, when we talked about it on the last podcast episode, I had said that it can be really energetically overwhelming for some people. And not that I thought that maybe I would be devoid of that experience, but I didn't realize like really how intense all of that energy was coming in. And I know I'm not alone on that. So
you are not alone. I was very much in my feelings from like the 6th to about the 9th. I was just, the smallest things would get me very, very upset.
Yeah.
And I'm really not usually like that. And it was just, like you said, it was just like, I was in like a blob of just, I don't know what was happening. If I was purging, releasing, or just, I don't know what was happening, but it was a very intense time for myself. I have to say that. And usually a lot of the times when we're talking about, you know, the portals and the retrogrades and everything, a lot of it doesn't affect me, you know, a lot of it, especially like Mercury retrograde, because I was born in one, but like this one was wild.
Yeah. It was a lot of very intense energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That.
Yeah. So Virgo season. Hello. Welcome. Yes. Ready for you. I feel like this Virgo season is just such a breath of fresh air because we're moving out of this fixed quality, all of this fixed energy that Leo season had, which kept us really like rooted into what we were doing. And now it's like, I feel the energy is just a little bit more fluid right now. We're moving into looking at what's going on in our lives from a bigger perspective. And Virgo is all about analyzation. So we're taking a look and really strategizing and figuring out like what's working, what's not, what changes need to be made. And that's really the essence of Virgo. Virgo is a mutable sign. And so all of the mutable signs carry this energy or this urge to make changes, to adapt to our circumstances and to strategize. And we've already had a taste of this incoming mutable energy because Mercury and Mars are both in Virgo at the moment. So they've had this really earthy kind of grounded aspect to our communication and to our actions. And the mutable signs, when we reflect on where they land during the seasons, it's the mutable signs that remind us that change is coming because they are the signs that occur before the cardinal signs. And if you are familiar with how the cardinal signs line up with the seasons, it's the cardinal signs that bring in and begin the new season. So when we enter into Libra, that's the beginning here in the Northern Hemisphere of fall or spring, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. So the mutable signs coming before just remind us like, don't get too comfortable. There's going to be a shift coming and there's going to be a change in season. So it's a reminder to us that whatever it is in our circumstances, in our life circle at the moment, it's not going to last. Okay. Those circumstances are temporary and change is inevitable. It's coming. We're not quite there yet. We're not quite ready to like turn over, but we're on our way.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we're all feeling that kind of like restlessness. Like we were just talking about fall. I'm ready for it. And Virgo's like, well, wait, not yet. We've got a little bit more work to do, but we're getting there. And Virgo is such an interesting sign because there's a lot of complexity to this sign. It's not a straightforward energy. And in fact, in my astrology course, Ether, I go into the different archetypes of Virgo and how all that energy is expressed. And what's really fascinating to me is that Virgo is an earth sign, and yet it's ruled by Mercury, which is traditionally, you know, this very airy energy. So it's this interesting relationship because you have this grounded earth energy that's very connected to our physical bodies and our physical health. Virgo rules our physical health. And then we have Mercury that is this influence. And Mercury is quite fast and quick. And like I said, has this really cerebral and quite airy quality to it. But this is the productive synergy between these two energies that we see during this season, because Virgo is the sign that answers how. Okay. So it's all about strategy, figuring out like, how are we going to accomplish this? How are we improving? How are we preparing? Which is one of the key words for this season, for this month, is preparation. Okay. How are we preparing? How are we going to get things done? So the sun's ingress into Virgo is really shining the spotlight on strategy in our lives right now. And I feel like as I'm speaking about this, people that are listening, like that's really going to resonate with them. Like this idea of strategization and planning, like thinking about the fall and the winter. And that's all about like taking and gathering information, looking to see like what data do I still need to get to understand. so that I can make a plan. Right. And it's not data like we see in Gemini, in terms of like that Mercury influence, is all about understanding information for kind of the joy of it and for sharing it and for exchanging information. Whereas Virgo, because of its earthy quality, is like, it wants to be productive. It wants to manifest something practical and tangible in the world. So it's those intellectual concepts of essentialism, right? It's like, what is necessary and what is not. And Virgo is also this energy of deconstruction, using strategy to make something better, taking what's already existing and kind of reworking it, kind of remolding it to make it more efficient, more useful, more powerful, more polished. And this Virgo season to me in particular, as I mentioned, feels very much about preparing and creating a plan, making sure like our ducks are in a row, our T's are crossed, I's dotted kind of thing, especially because the last quarter of the year is going to be very, what's the word I want to use here?
I'm waiting for it.
Dynamic. It's going to be challenging. Okay. So, you know, let's just not get ahead of ourselves though. Like we got to make some plans. We got to get prepared. We got to kind of get rid of what's not working for us right now. And, you know, that's why Virgo gets this reputation for being a perfectionist, and it's not out of vanity. It's out of that sense of essentialism, because Virgo is interested in molding and shaping, like I said, something that's already tangible into a better version of itself. And that can be reflected in ourselves right now. This season is about bettering ourselves. Maybe it's taking the extra time to really work on our diet. Maybe it's really boosting our immune systems right now and being mindful about how we're caring for our physical and energetic forms. You know, this can also be saying no to things that are just too much right now, or don't seem responsible, or, you know, Virgo has the confidence to cut things off, to cut out what isn't necessary, what is excessive too. So anything that's not helpful for us at this time needs to go. And that's that real refining energy. That is really that true Virgo frequency. It's very cerebral, especially as it relates to figuring out those systems and strategy. But because it's an earth energy, it's also very grounding and physical. So yeah, I also feel like, and I know we kind of touched on this briefly before we started recording too, but you know, Virgo energy is very much about trusting the wisdom of the body as well. There is a wisdom that comes from tuning into what is my body telling me it needs right now, or it doesn't need right now. And what I find so interesting about this is that Virgo actually rules the stomach and our digestion. And so oftentimes, you know, we hear about the stomach being the second brain, right? It's that brain gut connection. I believe it's called the enteric nervous system, which is what that brain gut connection is. And if you're interested in learning about the science behind all of that, go have a look and have a read, because it's incredibly fascinating. But it's really tuning into that wisdom of when our body tells us that something is off, and just honoring that wisdom that we have within us, and taking that deep breath and just kind of disconnecting from maybe external chaos and coming back into ourselves, coming back into our bodies. And I find that energy to be very stabilizing, very healing, and, you know, just a reminder to connect to our body. And maybe that's through somatic practices, you know, to reset the nervous system or whatever it is. But I feel like that message is something that's really going to resonate with people right now, is just trusting the wisdom of your own body. So I feel like the month in general is really about taking a pause. It's about preparation. It's about reconnecting to our physical bodies, taking care of ourselves, looking at self-care in all forms, spiritual, mental, you know, physical. This month, we don't have a lot of major aspects, a lot of major squares. We don't have any eclipses. So in general, I feel like the energy this month is quite stable. And there's a lot of productivity, a lot of flow, and a lot of like manifesting in the physical world, our inspired ideas. So it's a very busy time, but I feel like it's very rewarding too.
Yeah. I always liked Virgo season. I always did. It's because it's not, it's, I like being prepared.
Yeah.
You know, and I always right. took September as the month of, or even like, even when Virgo season starts, like right before, you know, school goes back in session, to prepare, you know, get all the snacks and the backpacks ready and just have everything in a nice complete structure and everything like that.
Yes.
And I think it's a good, I think it's perfectly placed, you know, for quarter four, for, yeah. you know, the fall and the winter to show up.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. And I yeah. love that you talked about like back to school prep and shopping, because that's such a Virgo thing. And I, as a kid, used to love like my mom and I going to the store, maybe getting a few new clothes for school, and then also going to Target and picking out my backpack and my notebooks and mm-hmm. my pencils and pens, and just having everything laid out and feeling like I'm ready. Like I'm ready mm-hmm. for whatever is coming, this like new cycle starting. You know, we talked about the mutable signs really getting us prepared for that big shift, that impending season. And it's that same feeling just in our kind of our mundane routines, which is also ruled by Virgo, of just getting prepped, feeling ready, you know, having our pantries stocked with back to school snacks and foods. And also just kind of like looking ahead at the end of the year and figuring like, all right, like what are we going to be maybe doing for the holidays, or, you know, what can I expect for this next month? And I just had this visual too of like, you know, looking at the outside of your refrigerator and seeing the calendar there, and then like any notes that you might have for yourself or like reminders, and just feeling like I'm ready for it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Preparing, getting set for what's coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this month, September 6th, we have our new moon in Virgo at 14 degrees. And this is a really big new moon. It's got a lot of trine energy, a lot of flow to it. And we have heavy Virgo energy between the sun, moon, and Mars. So there's a general sense of improvements and strategy here, to, movement, momentum towards making changes. So this is very practical energy during this new moon. So as you're considering your intentions about maybe what you want to develop or polish or perfect, how are you going to do that with a very earthly sense? Okay. How are you going to make things tangible and efficient? And the new moon is ruled by Mercury, which at this time will be in Libra. And Mercury is going to be in Libra for a long time. It's going to be there for quite a while. Cause we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde at the end of this, the end of this podcast. So there is this sense of wanting to also improve our communications during this new moon, which is like, how can I be more diplomatic? Okay. How can I be more tactful with my messages? How can I be a better listener? How can I be more receptive, especially to people who have different perspectives and opinions than me, which newsflash, unless you've lived under a rock, is like what we're seeing right now, right? So how can each of us be a little bit more receptive to hearing what someone else has to say that maybe differs greatly, or maybe not even that much. But also finding like, okay, where do we connect? You know, where do we align? And I feel like that's such an intentional practice right now, because everything seems so divided and tense and, you know, one side versus the other side. And it's like, you know yeah. what, if we actually step back and look at the big picture and look at each other as human beings, we have more in common than we think we do. We have more in common than we have probably not in common. So yeah. why aren't we focusing our energy and intentions on those things instead of what divides us? So just something to kind of keep in your back pocket during this new moon too. So there's a sense of grace here, fairness, and seeking objectivity, you know, in our communication and our exchanges, within our relationships, which so timely, as you said. I'm always like, when I forecast and I see how things kind of play out, and then I contrast that to like what's going on in the world, it's always in divine timing. Like it's always so poignant for what's going on. Mm-hmm. So the new moon, the moon is going to be trining Uranus. So this is very interesting energy, almost like I'm going to improve, or I'm going to help or serve, maybe in a way that you didn't expect from me. Maybe I'm going to do things a little bit differently. And this can also be focusing our sense of improvement and practical manifestation, maybe in a more innovative way, because Uranus is all about doing things in a new way, in a sense of innovation. So doing things differently. So there is also a focus on advancement moving more towards that future goal, that future timeline, feeling more intuitive as well about where the path is taking you in this physical world right now. Uranus, remember, is retrograde now too. So those innovative and quite liberating changes that are happening within us. They're inside, they're reflective. So the changes that you're making or how you're perceiving things in a different way may not be obvious to other people. It's going to be more obvious to you as you are going through these processes of strategy and manifesting. Now, we also have Venus trining Jupiter, which is a very positive, very optimistic energy as it relates, especially to our relationships. I feel like this trine is very charitable. It's very sincere. But like all aspects with Jupiter, it's also important to look at where is maybe there too much of a good thing right now. So, you know, in our relationships, it could beg the question, like, where am I overstretching myself in my relationships right now? Where am I maybe doing too much or giving away too much? You know, where am I trying to please others? So just be mindful of your balance and that state of harmony within your relationships. And the last thing I just want to mention about this new moon is that we have Mars in an exact trine with Pluto and Capricorn. So this Mars in Virgo he's ready for change. He's ready to do things differently. He's feeling very connected and energized, and he's ready to move. So even with this Venus in Libra, who is also squaring Pluto, it's the sense of like, it's okay to put ourselves and our needs first right now and to get ahead. And that's what I was suggesting when you're looking at your relationships, to figuring out like, where are you putting maybe too much energy towards the needs of others when you need to be really coming inward to yourself, and feeling like it's okay to put yourself first right now and to get ahead. We have this grand trine in air to help us further something that's already in motion. It's like making a decision, keeping things moving. Maybe we're talking about the particulars, you know, the resources, the structures, that can help us, you know, further our plan or to conceptualize our plan even more. So very productive energy with this new moon in Virgo. I feel like it's going to be a beautiful time to really do more of that detailed planning work, especially if you are a business owner or you've got, you know, even if you're not, if you've got plans that you want to, you know, get done through the end of the year, allow this time for you to really hone in on what it is that you need to do, or maybe how you could do things differently and make it happen.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. I'm just sitting here like mind blown. Cause it's, mm-hmm. I'm actually going into the editing process of my first book.
Mm-hmm.
So this energy is just like,
oh yeah. Just total editing.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
Yeah. It is very editing eye kind of energy. And that is very Virgo energy.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the fluff. What's not expressing my real message here? What is not needed? Getting down to like the meat of it and making it perfect, making it shine, and then moving it forward. So love that for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So the next day, September 7th, Mercury enters its shadow period for retrograde. So just be mindful that things may start to slow down in that area. You may have some mental fog that starts to kind of creep in. I find the shadow periods for planets as they approach retrograde to sometimes be the most challenging part because it's that noticeable shift for us. So just be mindful that the shadow period for Mercury starts on September 7th. Now, September 10th, Venus is going to be moving into Scorpio. So she's been in her home sign of Libra, and now she's moving into Scorpio. And this is giving us kind of a taste of some of the intense Scorpio energies we're going to be feeling later this year. Now, Venus in Scorpio, she's suspicious. Okay. She's very probing. She's motivated to dig deeper. She's interested in finding intensity in her relationships and her connections with people. She's moody. but she's done with like the niceties. Like we come out of Libra, you know, Libra, she's all about being tactful and graceful and cooperative and compromising. And once she moves into Scorpio, she's like, I'm done with that shit, man. Like I am exhausted from trying to be nice. I'm ready to cut out the bullshit in my relationship. So she's very powerful in Scorpio. She's very introspective. And it's also where you're going to find yourself going deeper into your relationships and really honing in on like what's important to you in your intimate relationships. Now, Venus in Scorpio is considered in her detriment here. So because she doesn't function in her truest form. So it can be also kind of a frustrated energy. There's it's very introspective behavior. And it really mimics, like I said, a lot of the energy that we're going to see in the outer planets that are in retrograde at the moment as well, which is preparing us for some very big energy that is going to be coming in during Libra season starting next month. So Venus here is doing a lot of reflection. There's a lot of challenge, a lot of consideration about friendships. And it's really like, it's kind of looking at your friendships like, okay, are these just my drinking buddies or are these people like I actually trust, you know, and getting really clear, like getting down to the harsh reality or the truth of like, maybe this person isn't the type of friend that I thought they were. Maybe I can't trust them as much as I thought I could. Or, you know, on the opposite end, maybe realizing like you haven't been giving someone the real chance that they deserve. And maybe they are an incredible, trustworthy, and honest friend. And like, this is opening up for you. So, you know, it's really honing in on those types of connections that we have with other people. And I feel like Venus in Scorpio, even though she's in her detriment, she's very empowered. She's like, I can do this. You know, I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to go and explore these deep topics. And I'm okay with saying no. I'm okay with calling out our bullshit. And I want to feel like in our relationships that I'm free to tell you when you need to check yourself, right? And vice versa, or to call you out when you're being ridiculous. Like she wants to feel like she has that freedom to be real, that freedom to be authentic and to offer the raw naked truth, which is vulnerable. You know, that's tough, but she wants to do that. So what I find so interesting about Scorpio is that Scorpio, even though it's a water sign, Scorpio is a fixed water sign and it's the only water sign that will fight if it has to. So Venus here is like, listen, I'm not afraid of confrontation. It's fine because I know that if I confront whatever is not real or, you know, is kind of surface level crap, I'm going to get to the deeper truth here. And I'm very invested in the truth as it relates to relationships. And I just want to say or suggest to take notice of where Scorpio lands in your personal chart, because this is an area for you that is going to be really lit up with a lot of very intense energy come November. I hear you taking notes, Erica. She's like, okay, Scorpio in my chart, underlining it. Yeah. So take a look and see where does Scorpio land for you? What houses does it occupy? Because there's going to be a lot of energy beginning in November that is going to be directed towards this area of your life. So that's going to give you a little bit of preview of what maybe you can expect.
Jesus Christ. Y'all Scorpios, you know, I got a lot of Virgos and I got a lot of Scorpios in my life. And you, when you said like Scorpios are the only water sign that will fight back, I was like, yeah. You know, you'll do it with tears in your eyes, but you will not fucking like my little guy is a Scorpio and he's very much emotionally connected to his feelings and everything like that. But like a perfect example was just his brother who needs time by himself. You know, my Taurus needs his little alone time every evening where he could just close his door and be by himself. And my Scorpio was like, I want to be with you. And Nathan was like, I need my alone time.
Oh.
And my Scorpio came and took his Nintendo Switch away because he wanted, you know, whatever, you know, kids. And, you know, my 9-year-old grabs it or whatever, but like with tears in his eyes and having a temper tantrum, my Scorpio fought back.
Yeah.
he fought back even at his most lowest, because that's just what you do.
Because you don't want people to get the wrong impression. Like they, Scorpios want you to know if this hurt them, if this enlivened them, if this brought them joy, you know, whatever it is, they are not afraid to go there with their emotions. And, you know, there's shadows and light to all of that. But yeah, as it relates to our relationships, we are cutting out the BS. And we are really getting clear on the people that we feel comfortable around to help us carry this energy through the back end of the year. And I feel like, again, looking at the overall picture of this month, which is all about strategy and planning, Venus in Scorpio is like, okay, let me help you with that planning by doing this really challenging work of radical honesty as it relates to people in our lives and things in our life that we feel emotionally connected to. And, you know, I've had so many friends and also clients that have just told me that this last year or two, they've had people kind of fall out of their lives or fade away. And it is really hard sometimes to let people go, or to just even, not even to let them go, but to just acknowledge like our friendship's changed, you know, things are different. And that can be painful when it's someone that's been in your life for a long time, but you realize like, we're just not headed in the same direction. It's not out of vindication. It's not out of, you know, manipulation or anything necessarily bad. It's just, we've changed and we've grown apart, and I just don't feel close to you like I used to. And that can be really heartbreaking, but it's necessary to confront those truths so that we can feel like the energy that we are choosing to be a part of reflects our own frequency and reflects our own, you know, direction of where we're going right now and how we can feel the most supported. So yeah, just be mindful of, you know, who you're connecting with, who you feel like you can trust and lean on and be honest with. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's going to September 10th, Venus is going to be in Scorpio or moving into Scorpio, and she's going to be there for a good bit. So it is what it is. Now, September 14th, Mars is going to be moving into Libra. Now, what's really fascinating about this ingress for Mars is that Mars is also moving into his detriment. Okay. Mars is in detriment in Libra, just like Venus is in detriment in Scorpio. And actually they're in what's called a mutual reception, because Mars is one of the co-rulers of Scorpio and Venus is the ruler of Libra. So you can see how like their energies are kind of flip-flopped here. So Mars entering Libra is also a very significant milestone for the year because in this air sign, it's going to align with the sun. So Mars is going to be conjunct with the sun later in October. But beginning on this day, we are going to begin to feel this buildup of very productive, energized, and very fearless energy about forging ahead through the last part of the year. This energy can also manifest as maybe triggered or heated or argumentative emotional energy. So finding balance here is key. Mars in Libra is, like I said, in its detriment, because Mars in its pure expression is all about the assertion of the personal will, right? It's all about doing and pushing ahead for us as an individual, whereas Libra is all about compromise and balance and negotiation and diplomacy. So when he is in the sign of Libra, he's having to settle down a little bit. He's having to chill out and slow down, and he's having to talk things through. He's having to weigh his choices before making decisions. So his sense of impulse is kind of being pulled back, which I feel like is a really good thing. And he's taking time to consider all of the information that's necessary. Because remember, Libra is an air sign. It's all about sharing information. All the air signs are about sharing information. So taking a look at like, what's coming in? What am I understanding? What am I not understanding before I make decisions? And also remembering to use that sense of diplomacy when we're confronted with conflict instead of the urge to fight, because Mars naturally is combative. But in Libra, it's the consideration of what else do I need to see here? What can I work out through talking, through communicating, through seeing where we connect instead of where we don't connect? So even though he's in his detriment, there is a certain beauty here to working things out with time and taking some time to be slower to respond and really thinking things through and seeing it from a new angle. You know, there are solutions available to us if we choose to approach our conflicts with the intention of resolution and construction, even if it's uncomfortable. And Mars is saying, like, listen, it's not that we're not going to fight. It's not that conflict is avoidable. It's the level of conflict can be mitigated if we can be open to listening to one another, and we have the intention of finding a solution or finding a resolution. So, you know, using that tact and that grace as we are relating to one another is important. And I do feel like that energy really supports the work that Venus is doing too with the relationships. It's not just looking at people and cutting out the bullshit and being like, fuck you, I don't want to have anything to do with you, or I don't agree with you, you can go to hell. You know, Mars is kind of supporting her and being like, yeah, let's also take a look at the bigger picture and figure out where we still do have things in common, even if we're not going to be super close anymore, or, you know, how can we work through this conflict with a little bit more objectivity instead of emotion? So interesting how they're working together here.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And yeah, it's funny, I just need to say this, because you first told me that September was going to be an okay month, and
it is. It is. Trust me, next month you're going to look back at September and be like, shit. Be like, I ate my words, Hannah.
Because hey, this whole time I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This sounds pretty.
You lied to me.
This sounds like the next UFC fight, man. Like, what is going on here?
It's really more about the lens in which we're perceiving our relationships and how we're working through conflict. Because the reality is there's always conflict in our life. Mars always exists. Venus always exists. Relationships always exist. And discord is always there. So it's like there's the shift in energy of how we're perceiving and working through those things that is changing. And you know, whether or not you consider that challenging, I mean, of course it's going to depend on the person. I think just in general, the overall energy though for September is much more flowing and it feels very intentional. You know, we're not talking about Saturn Uranus square yet. We're not talking about, you know, Venus retrograde conjunct Pluto yet. You know, there's stuff coming. Don't you worry, Erica, if you want drama, it's coming.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about something really beautiful and lovely, which is the full moon in Pisces. It's happening on September 20th. This is our annual full moon in Pisces. And Piscean full moons are always very sensitive ones because the moon in general, when it is full, very reflective, right? Very emotional, very energetic. Pisces is a very spiritual sign. It is very healing sign, very transcendent. So expect to feel extra expressive, reflective, moody. That's not out of the realm of Pisces either. But this full moon has some really nice energy because between its rulers of Jupiter and Neptune, we're going to see Jupiter trining Mercury, and Neptune is in a wide conjunction with the full moon, which is the energy to me, as I was looking at the chart, it just feels very soulful and very inspired. Okay. Very restful and dreamy. Neptune is very active during this full moon, which can sometimes cloud our clarity and judgment. It can lead us to feeling a little bit like what's real and what's not. And that's really typical with kind of Pisces Neptune energy. But Mercury is also nearing its full stop into retrograde and squaring Pluto. So this can kind of add to that fogginess. So this is a time where you should be really reveling in solitude, honing into your intuition, noticing where things maybe feel energetically imbalanced, maybe where things feel off to you, and just pause. Like, I feel like that is the word for this full moon, is just to pause everything and just tune in. Because with the Piscean energy, and we also see Mars trining the North Node here in this lunation, there is this component towards moving towards our destiny, looking at it from such an expanded point of view of what's going on right now in our life and seeing that we are still moving ahead, even though things feel crazy right now. We are moving towards our destiny and we're not being asked to rush that process. We are not being asked to rush to get to the finish line. The other thing I find really interesting about this full moon is that Pisces, the moon is in Pisces at 28 degrees, which is almost at the end of our zodiac journey. The last degree of the zodiac wheel is 29 degrees of Pisces. So this is very, very close. So there's this element of completion with this full moon, which is something we see during any full moon anyway, right? The celebration of something that has been completed, reflecting on what has been done. But I feel like as it relates to the 28 degrees of Pisces, it's like, this is something that we have been learning spiritually. This is something that we have been working through, that's now giving us a higher perspective of ourselves, maybe our purpose, our mission. And all of this mutable energy between Pisces and Virgo is the movement, or that feeling of letting go and just kind of flowing in the moment, just kind of flowing with where things are taking us right now, even feeling kind of restless, like anticipation, not restless, like anxious, but restless, like I'm ready. Like I'm ready to anticipate whatever is going to be coming in for me. So I feel like this full moon is a beautiful time to just tune in, to notice where things maybe feel imbalanced to you, feel off. It's a great time to just manage your energy until things feel good, things feel right for you. So use that Virgo strategy with the Piscean depth and emotional intelligence to just adapt to what's going on in your life right now. Self-care in all ways as well, because Virgo is about the physical self-care. Pisces is very much about the spiritual self-care. So, you know, finding maybe some kind of practice to do those things in harmony. I feel like just supporting the chakra system during this full moon would be beautiful, but you know, whatever calls to you to just kind of come back into yourself and just feel inspired about like what you're learning right now about yourself. How do you feel about that?
I like that. I like that. That's like the cherry on top.
It is. It yeah. is. The Pisces full moon is always just, it's lovely. It is. And soulful. I just feel like that's the best word for it. It is. It's just very soulful. It's that kind of like, I think of the visual, like you're driving on the interstate and you pull off to the rest area, right? And you're like, I just need a moment to just kind of pause from my journey and my trip and just check in. What do I need right now? Do I need a snack? Do I need to use the restroom? Do I need to take a little nap? Like, what is it that I need? What does my soul need right now? How can I serve and nourish myself before I get back on the road, back on my plan, my movement forwards?
Feels like all of September is a lot of rearranging. And also just, I don't like the word fix, but just
improving.
That's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Virgo right. is all about improving. Yep. Yeah. Taking what's there and making it better, more efficient, more useful, all of that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, September 22nd, we have our fall equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere. It'll be the spring equinox for you guys in the Southern Hemisphere. And this is always marked by the sun's ingress into Libra. Now, I feel like this is a very pivotal day because, in my opinion, this really reflects a turning point of collective energy flow. Autumn and spring, depending on where you live, is a transitional season, right? It brings our focus and attention towards our relationships, especially with Libra, right? Balancing the energy of giving and receiving of the masculine and feminine, sharing our ideas and our love with others. And it just marks this time of like, it's no longer summer. It's not winter. We're in this in-between right now. Mercury is in a very active square with Pluto and Capricorn this day. So I will just say to be mindful of this energy, because Mercury, right, is all about how we express, how we communicate, how we think. And when it is in this tense aspect or this frictional aspect with Pluto, it can be a little argumentative and it can feel like a power struggle, since we have two planets in cardinal signs that are kind of vying to be the leader here between Capricorn and Libra. So things are going to also feel a little bit slower because Mercury is beginning to approach its station in retrograde. And remember, Pluto is still retrograde as well. So there's a very internal energy here. It's very much about seeking to understand objectively, despite our differences, despite the challenges that are going on, and maintaining our personal sense of balance and harmony, even when things feel like they're not flowing. Because I get it. Like, we all feel like right now things are not flowing harmoniously. So it's like, how do you deal with that? How do you personally deal with that? And how can we be even more allowing instead of trying to force things that come up during this time? So I just advise you, as we are shifting into Libra season, to go slower. Let time soften our challenges, because we are going to continue to see through the dynamic square of Mercury and Pluto, because they're going to be kind of dancing back and forth as Mercury is in retrograde, that, you know, throughout late September, October, and into November, we're going to be revisiting our relationship with power. Okay. Personal power, but also perhaps power that you are exercising over other people. So it's starting to reflect on things like, where do you need to be maybe a little bit more accommodating, right? Or where are you giving too much power away? You know, are you being more aware of the needs of others versus yourself, or vice versa? So it's seeking common ground with people you disagree with. But I also feel like this energy is just meeting people with where they're at right now. Like, just accepting where they're at. We're not all on the same trajectory. We're not all moving at the same miles per hour, so to speak. Like, how can you just meet someone with where they're at today and let that just be?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Erica's like, I feel that.
I feel that, but I'm just like, dude, this, maybe it's just me, but I'm like, this is a lot, man.
It is. It is. But I also, like, here's the thing. As I am growing as an astrologer and really unpacking the energies here, I want to give it all to you guys. Like, I want to really, like, dive into all of the energy. Like, I don't want to just say like, oh, the sun is moving into Libra and we have this beautiful, you know, energy where we're just loving and basking in our relationships. Well, I mean, yeah, Libra is definitely about giving and receiving and balancing our energy and our love with other people. But like, I want to like really unpack everything. So maybe it's just that I'm bringing more to the surface than perhaps we've talked about in the future, but I feel like it's really important more than ever, especially as we are moving into the end of this year, which, surprise, I will just tell you now that the back end of the year is going to be the most volatile point of this year. People have said to me, you know, over the summer, like, well, it can't be as bad as it was at the beginning of the year. Well, I will never use the word bad, but it will be more tense than it was at the beginning of the year. Okay. And so let's just work on that strategy piece right now as we're in Virgo season. And that's why I feel like talking about all these details and these planetary movements is important, because it gives you more of an opportunity to really be specific and reflective in your own life about how you're approaching these seasons, these transits, you know, how that's going to show up in your life. And yeah, it's not without challenge, absolutely. But that's kind of the age that we're in at the moment.
That is true.
Yeah. Sorry, Erica. I promise September is still going to be great.
Oh, okay.
Right. And on that note,
yeah.
So Mercury is going to be going into its last retrograde period of the year, beginning September 26th. And it's going to be in Libra, so an air sign. Mercury does really well in the air signs. So in general, I do feel like, you know, Mercury functions pretty well, whether it's in Gemini or Aquarius or Libra. And Mercury is going to be retrograde until October 18th, and it will clear its shadow period on November 4th. Mercury stations retrograde at 25 degrees of Libra, and it travels back to 10 degrees of Libra. So take a moment and just notice where those degrees are in your chart, because that is where you are doing a lot of reworking, a lot of reflection, reconsidering, reevaluating. And this is very mental energy. It's very cerebral energy. It's very problem solving energy, in particular with this Mercury retrograde. It's all about solutions, finding solutions. And because of that square with Pluto that I just talked about, I feel like we have to adjust our expectation that while we are going through this Mercury retrograde, we're not going to get the answers right away. which is always the case with Mercury retrograde. It's all about kind of pausing and waiting for clarity to come. So just know that, like, you're not going to find concrete answers or clarity or solutions quite yet. So while you're in this kind of mental pause, be open to what's coming in for you. Be open to seeing or understanding in a different way. And I'm also feeling like this topic of compromise is coming up again. So during this time, reconsider where you can extend greater compassion. Where can you be compromising in your life? But also, where is your bottom line? Like, what is just non-negotiable for you, so that you can be really clear by the time we come out of Mercury retrograde and we're moving, you know, closer to 2022. It's very obvious to you of like, yes, this is where I can bend. This is where I can be more accommodating, more fluid, more adaptable. And this is where my bottom line is, that I'm just unwilling to break with myself. And I feel like we're all kind of dancing around some of these topics right now. And so having this pause to just really reflect and feel into those things in our life is so, so important, because it adds to our personal power and confidence as we are, you know, moving into a new year and deciding who we want to be and where we want to go and what we want to do. And those are really important kind of fundamental energies to be aware and to be clear of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
September. No, that's about it. Those are the big things. You know, I mentioned that new moon in Virgo, so beautiful, really lovely, lovely energy. Our full moon in Pisces is going to be a really nice resting point to just be one with your soul, to do some beautiful, supportive, really nourishing self-care. And to just notice our relationships right now, just to be more objective. And I really encourage you to do that in general throughout the end of the year, is when you feel yourself sliding into an emotionally charged or defensive place, where can you be more objective? Where are you missing something? Where can you see things from a little bit different perspective? Where do you need to be learning a little bit more? Because that's the other thing about Virgo, is Virgo is a very humble sign. Virgo is eager to learn from the masters. Virgo is eager to have a mentor, to learn how to be better, and to understand that there is always room for improvement, right? It's not that we have to be perfect, but it's seeking the intention of perfection, of mastery, of getting the facts or the data or the information that we don't have yet, that we need to feel more confident and more sure and more refined. And so just something to keep in mind. You know, it's yes, the planning, the strategy, being prepared for all things, so important, but we can't be prepared and we can't strategize if we don't have all of the necessary information in front of us. And we also don't feel competent in what we're able to do. So if we feel like we can't be effective, then we need to learn how to be effective.
Mm. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So enjoy September.
Yeah. I will, now that you've told me about the last quarter.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's nothing to tiptoe around. October yeah. is going to be a very dynamic transitional month. November in general is going to be challenging. There's just no way around it. And December as well. And you know, even a peek into 2022, we've got a lot of big energy actually the next 2 to 3 years. So I look at it as we're in a process of growth, you know. It isn't without challenge. It isn't without pain sometimes. And it's hard to feel uncomfortable, especially when, you know, we're still kind of reeling from 2020, and here comes 2022 pushing us a little bit harder. But I mean, I think I said this in the last episode, like, you've made it this far, friend.
Yeah.
Like you've made it this far. Your kids have made it this far. Continue to show up for yourself and you're going to be okay. I mean, I truly, truly believe that. I just, when I hear people having this doom and gloom attitude about the world ending, I'm like, you could not be farther from the truth. The world is not ending. The world is beginning. And what a, what an honor to get to live during this time where we get to shape and mold what our futures are going to be like and the world that we want our children to live in. Like, I get chills saying that. And yeah, it's not easy breezy, but we chose to be here during this time. And so if I'm going to be here, then I'm going to fucking do something with it.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
That's all I got.
I'm out.
Mic drop. All right, Mic guys, drop. Have a wonderful, wonderful September. Stay lovely, everybody. And we will see you for October. And, you know, yeah.
Enjoy the month. Yes.